flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We've been talking about it all day. We recently passed the saddest day of the year, the most depressing day of the year. We've been talking about things that have embarrassed us and bring us down a little bit. So I decided to jump on the train.
The men's room top 10. The men's room top 10.
10 of the saddest facts people are sharing that made the internet weep. It was on a bright, sunny day just like this that takes me back to when I was a kid. I couldn't wait to get home, toss my backpack aside and run full speed ahead out to the backyard so I could play with my best friend. But one day, he wasn't there. Then I heard him in the neighbor's backyard, playing and frolicking and loving life. He never came home again. Traitor. Burn in hell, sunshine. How's your Friday?
Oh my God.
Jesus.
Damn. Damn. So these are some sad facts and just head spaces when you think about it. So I'm going to bring the room down here. One of the ones that they have on here, whales that sing in the wrong key.
What?
Singing the wrong key. Hang on. Whales that sing in the wrong key get lost and are alone in the ocean.
Because you sang in the wrong key.
We need to get the hell away from
this. Let's break it down to the whales. You're like the guy that keeps insisting on singing at the karaoke bar.
Right.
Your friends are ghosting you. Oh, they know exactly where you're at.
God, there's something wrong with them. Leave them be.
Oh, we can't find them.
There's no urgency.
Yeah. Sticking with the whales, all whales eventually lose the energy to surface for oxygen, so they essentially begin to sink and drown.
Well, I mean, you gotta go somehow.
Yeah. Well, couldn't the whales what look, couldn't the whales look at us?
Got hit by a truck.
But I mean, there's no other option. Right, the whale eventually goes, you see those humans? One day, they just don't get out of bed.
Yeah, their heart just stops pumping.
That's right. They're done.
They're not even putting in effort, man.
They don't even sing.
The first and only time most men will receive flowers.
A
funeral.
Is at their funeral.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that.
Exactly. I like that term. Give people their flowers now.
Give people their flowers now.
Hey, you know what? Or it's like Miley says, I can buy my own flowers.
Yeah. You buy yourself flowers. I got flowers before I died.
That would be kind of weird if you came over like, what are the flowers for? It's like, I felt like feeling pretty.
I just wanted to feel
pretty.
Yeah,
then it would
be weird. Doggone it.
What would you want at your funeral instead of flowers? Like, I'm not a flower guy. I've never been a flower guy. Like, my wife, she dies. You're like, dude, she always likes flowers. I'm sure I'd get the wrong ones. But for me, like, I don't know, man.
But
like,
you know what, dude?
Throw some bass strings in there.
If someone were to give you some flowers and you potted them and put them on your table, you wouldn't mind the look of that.
Nice, I would not mind. Okay, flowers. I just would not ask for that.
Yeah,
true. So when I die, like, throw some chicken wings in there or something, man.
I was thinking food right away.
Edible flowers.
Some more
mushrooms.
Throw some doja.
Dump some shrooms in there, man.
We need some good flour in here.
Yeah,
that kind of flour.
Some more sad facts that broke the internet. Swans can die of a broken heart when their mates die.
I don't like swans, so I don't feel a shred
of
that.
I'm okay with that.
What do you see a swan? I mean, are they even are they real?
You're somewhere that costs money to go into. That's how I always feel.
Like, there's no, like, you don't go down there. If anywhere, a swan would live here, right? With all the lakes and all the streams and the rivers and all. Maybe it's too cold for the swan. I don't know how they roll. The geese seem to do fine. But either way, it's just not something that you readily run into. It's like a peacock. I know they're out there, but it's just not the bird you see.
I feel like if I see a swan, I'm somewhere with the kids, and it's a place I didn't want to be. Mm-hmm. But I'm here at their request, and everything around me costs too much, and the people annoy me, and there's a swan. And, you know, I know, I'm sure some swans can die of a broken heart. I think other swans are like, game on.
Well, I've lived here for 20 years. I've seen 50 eagles. I've never seen a swan.
Nope.
That would be the one where I go, oh my God, it's a swan!
Actually, can you kill a swan?
I mean, legally?
Leah, like legally.
I don't believe legally, no. They're migratory birds.
You can't shoot migratory,
migratory birds.
Yeah. You can't shoot? What about geese?
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We were just talking about, oh, swans.
You go goose hunting.
Well, I guess
bird's a bird.
All them birds look like.
I saw the penguin at the zoo right there.
Some more sad facts. There was a.
I think I had my rifle on me.
There was a Japanese Akita dog who each day would wait at the train station for his owner to return from his commute. This is a true story. One day, his owner had an aneurysm at work and passed away.
Yeah.
He would spend that dog would spend the next 10 years waiting at that station, waiting for him to come home.
I remember that story, man.
Yeah. It's horrible. I believe they actually put a little statuette at the train station for him after the dog.
That seems right for Japan, though. They're big on honor. That dog.
So even the dog's like, yeah. I got him, man.
Did the dog ever go home, or did he just stay at the station?
I think he just stayed there, man. There was a dog on Futurama episode that did the same thing. It was one of probably the saddest episode of comedy television on the planet. Rips your heart out, man. It sucks.
Futurama.
Right.
Breaking hearts.
That's right. I had one friend that brought that up, and she says, no, I hate that show. It's like, what do you mean? She says, I watched one episode. It was the most depressing thing alive. I was like, I know what episode you watched. Hang on. No.
Honey, are you okay?
Try it again.
I've just watched Futurama.
Just watch it, man. It's a rough episode. Some more sad facts.
If I can feel something better. I was watching a college football game, and it was like the senior's last day or whatever, and I was like, and I feel for him. Why am I crying? I didn't go to that school.
Come on, man. Dare? Man, he played his heart out for this school.
He grew up in that area. He wanted to play for that school.
Dodo birds were actually really friendly because they had no natural predators. And we killed them all.
Oh, yeah.
It was us.
Were they tasty?
I don't know, Miles. I've never had one.
I mean, why
wouldn't we farm the dodo bird?
Or was it just easy shooting? Like back in the day, right? They just shot all the bison.
Pigeons are friendly. We don't kill them, in droves.
No,
and they're tasty.
But thrills, right. In like the 1800s, that's what happened with the bison. Like,
thrill
and
kill.
We literally just sit here and pick them off. So right. The same thing with dodo birds. Like, they're not moving. Let's just keep shooting them, eating them.
Well, they want to resurrect them. And right. I'm like, man, you might not want to, because if they have any memory of that, they're going to come back armed.
Pet cemetery
dodos. We remember you.
My God's got a gun! The dodo bird!
You should watch the movie Thanks Killing.
Should I?
And yes. They developed fangs.
Yeah, I'd bring the dodo back a little different.
Yeah. Some more sad facts. There's a genetic disorder that makes it impossible for somebody to sleep. So far, only 20 people are known to have had it, and none have lived past 30.
I was going
to
say, they're not going to live very long.
No. What do you do? I mean, just...
Yeah, you're... Yeah, it's
damn!
Party all night?
Like, I just can't... You know, at that point, like, mm-hmm. Look, dude, I don't know how long to live, and I'm not going to sleep. I'm getting effed up.
Talk about having bags under your eyes.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah. Sad facts. There's been a day when you and your childhood friend got out to play for the last time and neither of you two knew it.
Correct. I don't think that's sad. I think it'd be sad if you knew it.
Okay.
You know, I don't know if Billy's getting hit by a train.
Oh, damn.
That's not what you meant.
I have a buddy that, you know, I would call him melancholy. Like, he struggles deeply with depression.
Yeah.
And I remember right after we graduated, we're sitting outside. I'm like, this is awesome. We graduated. He's like, yeah, we're not going to be together much longer. And I was like, damn, dude.
Come on, man.
Can we at least go to the parties tonight?
Yeah, I know.
Some more sad facts. Elephants will mourn other elephants in their group dying and will hold funerals for them and will even recognize the bones of said elephant and cry out in sadness.
That I've known.
Well, I mean, that sounds like humans.
They're smart.
Like people don't cry at cemeteries.
Mm-hmm. True enough.
Like, we feel bad because we know they feel bad.
Mm-hmm. On 9/11, the search and rescue dogs were getting so sad from finding so many dead bodies that the search and rescue helpers hid themselves in rubble to make the dogs happy.
Oh, so they could
find
it alive.
Found somebody that was alive. It was actually depressing the dogs how many they were finding.
Damn.
That was a horrible, horrible day. The money in offshore bank accounts 5 years ago could end world poverty for 50 years, they say.
Well, yeah.
Forbes once had a headline, poverty's a choice, just not by the ones in poverty.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then this is the number one sad fact that has the internet weeping. There is a recording of the last... Ooh, I'm going to screw this up. Kauai-u bird singing before it went extinct.
Yes.
It was a mating call sung by a male bird. The song has breaks for female birds to respond. There's no response.
But I say hell, you say yeah. Hell yeah.
Then yeah was gone.
Oh,
damn.
It was gone.
I ain't good to leave tonight. Go.
Some depressing facts on the saddest week of the year.
Thanks.
To bring you into a positive Friday and the weekend.